Vitamin C.
Probiotic.
Probiotics.
La 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 la. What was that?
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. They're just gonna have to listen.
We're gonna have to crush and snort those.
Everybody.
At the rate we're going.
You need to grab a pen for this episode because you're gonna want to write some of this stuff down at home.
I was trying to Google and I was like, oh, screw it.
But who knew so I'm so mad that I went out and bought all of those oranges. I mean, they're delicious, but who was I kidding? Quick.
Keep them in the fridge. They're going to last twice as long.
I'll eat them before that.
Yeah, they're good.
Like the mandarins, the little mandarins. I can do like 2 to 3 at a time.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And it's like one of the few things right now that I feel like has like enough of a taste.
Yes.
But it's worth it.
You can taste it.
By the way, I'm doing my little ode to Chrissy Teigen with the robe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. I'm doing my ode to Fashion Nova. And those of you who don't know what Fashion Nova is, get into it. It was, it's like, do you remember like strawberries in the mall?
Yeah.
Or like rainbows?
Yeah.
It's rainbows online. For is boys.
It, and is it's it
boys
cozy? Too. It's cute.
Oh no, it's sexy. It's cozy. It's like bikinis. It's you need that Kardashian look. They got that too for $9.99.
Men and women.
Everybody.
Oh, nice. Amazing. It was,
yeah. No, jammies were $9.99.
Oh, cute.
Gotta love it.
I know. I love that robe that you wore, that red robe.
Same. Uh-huh.
You love it. They shoot Nova.
They text you like 40% off flash sales and you're like, oh shit, here we go.
Are you shopping a lot?
Yeah.
I'm shopping a lot.
Yeah, I have to, there has to be a program. There has to be an app that just like, just turn my phone off. I don't know.
Well, you know what I started to do? I started to unsubscribe from a lot of the a lot of the emails that I'm like, oh, 40% off West Elm? Okay. Then I'm like $300 in pillowcases later.
Seriously, WTF. So again, it's time, like pick up the guitar, pick up the dojo, like the language dojo. I think I'm going to try and teach myself how to sew.
Cute.
Because I...
Like sew some masks.
My kids, like sometimes they need to hem. Like, and that's just like throwing away money. Like if I don't come out of this with a new language, real estate license,
It's true though. You know, yes. We got another 30 days and I said to my husband, so we've started running in the park.
I love it.
I am not built. I've got a body for biking, right? Yeah, like I'm sturdy. I'm not tall and lithe. And so running for me is not easy, but 2 miles is all we do. It takes about 20 minutes. And I think at some point it'll get easier. I hope
so.
How's
your mental though? Does it help up top?
It does. And you know, look, I said at the end of this, we got another month, like maybe we'll be able to do a 5K. Wouldn't that be fun?
So fun. Something to do together.
Also, everybody right now, like we've talked about this a number of times, like nails, give them a break right now.
Listen,
by the way, how do your hands look? My hands look so busted. Somebody asked me the other day, they're like, how do I know if I'm helping around the house enough? And I was like, look at your partner's hands. Do they look janky? Then you're not helping enough.
Right. How to not look janky? Coconut oil. Raw.
Love the coconut oil.
Cold pressed coconut oil. Vita Coco. Costco coconut oil. Organic. You can cook with it. You can put it all over your body. You can use it as a hair mask. It's like I will slather my hands in it and then put gloves on. It's the best.
Are you like, to be honest, I'm so sick of, I feel like all I do is clean.
I clean laundry projects. I had an organizing company come to the house not that long ago because I have to transition the playroom.
Right.
Because we're no longer babies. We're kind of cool kids now. The garage is a shit show. I had to do that.
Yeah,
I was like, throw in the pantry. I want my pantry to look like Khloe Kardashian's. Fuck it. And, you know.
Is it? Did they do it?
Like, no. I got the quote. The quote was $8,000.
Yeah.
And I laughed and I went, oh, you know, I think I'll figure it out. But thank you so much. I almost have it all done.
Yeah, I know. You know what? I'm kind of disappointed. Not disappointed. I feel like I have not done as much organizing, but a lot of it is because like my husband just won't. He's trying, but like he's just not into it.
It's not his role. It's not his thing.
It's not his thing. You know, some people are like, I'm going to do home pro. It's just not. And you know what? That's cool because we will just do some puzzles together and hang out. And I'm just trying to like keep the peace in whatever way it can. And then I went and I was like, okay, I'm going to order these pillowcases and we're going to get a new rug. And, you know, I'm just doing it on my own.
That's okay. Because you know what? You're doing some most of the cleaning and you're doing the organizing. You bought yourself some pillowcases.
I did.
Right?
It's just I did.
The treats. The littlest things that are going to get you through.
Yes.
I agree. It's what you got to do, honey.
It is, absolutely. And
whatever it takes at this point.
I think it's also, I wonder if more people are having like that shopping because you can't go out anywhere.
I know. But you know what? What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to implement back to basics.
Yeah.
The simple basics of life, right? Like, do you remember the silly pot holders? Like, did you ever do with the fabric loops? Oops, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
The fabric loops.
Yeah.
I just totally brought that into my kids' lives.
And the ones that you would like do like little animal puppets with?
Yes. And you can do the things with your fingers and make bracelets. And they are so, they're obsessed.
Yeah.
Obsessed. And you know, it's just really like, it's what you make of it at this point. We know what we know. We know what we need to do. We know how long we're going to have to do it for pretty much. So how are you going to come out a little stronger? How can you come out a little better? You know,
if you don't feel like doing any of that stuff either, that's okay. If you just want to watch the Tiger King and like, have you seen the Tiger King?
I'm not doing it.
Oh my God. It is amazing. You have to do it.
I don't know. Like, I think that's the thing that's going to throw me over the edge and do the Thelma and Louise drive off the cliff. Like I can't.
It's true. It's good. So my other, wonderful thing is because I have not been sleeping well and I downloaded this app Calm, which people might know about, but they do a 7-day free trial.
Nice.
And Calm has bedtime stories and one of them is narrated by Matthew McConaughey.
Ooh.
That man's voice is just like, it's like butter. Mm-hmm. It is butter and like syrup and all things combined. And yeah.
The Lincoln commercials?
Yeah. Well, it's just so great. If you guys need it, Calm is the app. You can download it and you get a 7-day free trial. And they've got guided meditations. Like, I don't think that's my thing, but the bedtime stories, great bedtime stories.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh, back to basics.
Back to basics. Yeah.
I mean, speaking of back to basics and the simple basics of life, today's guest was kind of amazing. I learned so much.
Yeah. Dr. Eldred Taylor, and he is based in Atlanta. He's a board certified holistic doctor. He started as an OBGYN and started to realize that, you know, there are natural ways that we can really fortify our bodies and sort of get back to the basics, as you said. So he's got some great tips, especially during this time of stress, to number one, boost our immune system and,
have a potato chip and know why. It's okay. You're doing the right thing.
Okay. Well, stress, I mean, almost everybody really understands that when they're under stress, they're more likely to get a cold, a flu, or any kind of illness. Mm. If you work, you know, 18 hours a day for 2 or 3 weeks, or you're flying around, you know, you're on a bunch of sales calls, you come home, is more likely for you to get sick because stress and cortisol suppresses their immune system. The way it works is that when the body is under stress, it is worried about dying right then and there. And it is saying, hey, we don't need to worry about something that's going to happen a long, you know, time from now. We've got to have all our resources toward whatever you're doing, this 18 hours of work or whatever, we got to devote it. So the immune system is suppressed. So the first thing you need to do is to not panic. Because panic, one, makes you make bad decisions. It causes your cortisol to increase, causes your sympathetic nervous system to be enhanced. And so, yeah, looking at, you know, it's great to look at the news and to be informed, but looking at it 24 hours a day is not good for you. I was on an interview the other day and said, you need to binge watch Netflix comedy specials.
You know, what I do these days is I watch the morning news. First of all, the morning news is always going to be friendlier than the evening news. The evening news, as working in media, it used to, if it bleeds, it leads, right? So it is what it is, folks. But the morning news generally tends to be a little bit more upbeat while you can still get those key headlines for the day.
Right.
I don't understand why everybody on Netflix are watching shows like Contagion.
Right.
What are you doing? We're living it.
We're living Contagion. Stop. Exactly. Yeah. You need to laugh. You need to play. You need to go outside 6 feet away, but you need to actually go outside. So what can you do? Here's how you can boost your immune system. 70% of your immune system is in your gut, and good bacteria in the gut will help control the immune system. Because what is happening with this virus and why people are dying is that their immune system is going overboard. It's being uncontrolled. It's actually attacking healthy tissue instead of just the virus. So probiotics will help to control the immune system so that it doesn't go overboard.
Now, when it comes to things like vitamin C, do you find that it's better to get it from natural things like oranges or citrus, or, you know, should we just go for a supplement?
Yeah, it's, you know, the thing is, I mean, you'd have to eat a lot of oranges to get enough vitamin C to really. Now, it would be enough for the daily requirement, but that daily requirement is to prevent scurvy. But if you look at the research, when you're talking about its antiviral capabilities and other things, you have to use more. They're talking about somewhere between 1,000 and 4,000 milligrams on a pretty much consistent basis in order to really boost the immune system.
So that bag of mandarins I bought yesterday and that I've been just like funneling is a joke. But I mean, how much vitamin C?
I'd rather for you to do that than to eat candy all day.
But how much vitamin C is in one orange or mandarin, ballpark? Do you know?
You got me on that one.
Okay, I'll have to look that up.
So on that probiotic tip that you know, that was in the arsenal that you discussed,
right.
I get confused and I see probiotic in the little strawberry yogurt drink I give my daughter in the morning. And then I see it in the vitamins that are not so active looking.
Right.
And then the other day I was in Whole Foods, all gloved up and looking crazy. And I noticed this really beautiful, this really cool packaging, green and white, bio something in a fridge. And it was like, the difference was like the cultures were in the thousands.
Right.
So that to me was like, oh shoot, that's a big deal. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Is that what you're talking about reaching for?
You want it in the billions.
In the billions. It was a very high number, but it was in the fridge, had to be kept cold.
Yeah.
And it was like in a shot.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, it needs to be in the billions. It's thought to be, you need to have at least 10 billion colony forming units. It's CFUs. And you want it to have at least 6 to 10 strains because you have like 70 trillion bacteria in your gut. So just to do in the millions is like taking sand to the beach. So you need to have enough on a consistent basis that it actually changes what they call the microbiome. It's like the whole environment of the gut in order to have a healthy gut and GI system. And because, you know, a lot of us, at least at my age, we grew up on antibiotics for ear infections and this and that. As we mature, it kind of decreases the amount of bacteria, different kinds of bacteria we have. So having a variety is helpful.
So why is it that you need to keep a lot of it in the fridge?
Well, those are more closer to live cultures.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are also some that are frozen. They're micro-frozen or whatever. And so there's a big debate on are those more stable and they get activated when they hit the GI system, or should you have the live culture? And that's still a debate. Those that are in the refrigerator are less stable, and you have to use them more quickly. But I've used them both, and I'm kind of on the ones I it's a controversy, but I think both of them work fine.
Have you ever heard of like Good Belly cereal?
Yeah, but I don't know what's in it, and I can't believe that a cereal is good for the belly.
But Good Belly is probiotic cereal.
I've heard of that. There's a Good Belly drink.
Same company.
Okay.
They also do a peanut butter cereal that is amazingly delicious. I was just looking up because it says that per serving it has 1 billion probiotics of champion strain BB12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not to be like TMI, but I love this cereal. I order it by like the caseload from Amazon. And let me just tell you, things get moving in the morning when you have this cereal. Quickly. So
I love it.
Yeah. That's what, that's what bacteria do. They increase peristalsis.
Yeah.
So it's good for people who have constipation. Usually their gut bacteria is not right. I have to look that up then.
To put it into perspective, the drink that I was just chatting about, Amber, the one in the fridge, 50 billion, by size of a shot.
Okay, so that's fine. 50 billion, that's...
You best be close to a bathroom when you take that shot, let me tell you.
It's
expensive.
50 billion is more if you're trying to treat a gut issue.
Okay.
10 billion is more for, I just want to keep a healthy gut. And usually how you do probiotics is you would do 50 billion for like a month or so. And then you could do the 10 billion every day, or even if you did it like for 2 weeks out of the month, because what you want is you want those bacteria to start reproducing themselves. So after a while, you don't need to keep putting so much in. And the way you get the bacteria to reproduce themselves is by taking prebiotics. I don't know if you ever heard of prebiotics.
No.
Prebiotics are fiber with sugar. And the Good Belly cereal may have that because the bacteria, they need good sugars, and it's called fructooligosaccharides. So they need like the peels of apples and the peels of plums and the peels of pears. Those have sugar and they have fiber in it, and that helps good bacteria to grow. You can buy prebiotics, or you can just eat those types of fruits with the, you know, when you're taking the probiotics, and that'll make those bacteria reproduce themselves, which is a lot more efficient than you keep putting bacteria
probiotics. All of that in.
Going back to, I looked it up while we were chatting about this. Okay. So for vitamin C, you said you needed 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C for...
Well, that's just for like daily
consumption. Daily maintenance. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one orange has 53.2. So you would be eating roughly 18 to 20 to get that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Other than, you know, eating, lollipops or whatever, but you'd have to eat a lot of oranges.
Are there certain brands of vitamin C that you like?
Well, you want buffered vitamin C, and you want vitamin C, well, either buffered vitamin C or vitamin C that's buffered with bioflavonoids.
Okay. I've seen that on the labels, yeah.
Yeah. So bioflavonoids are mixed with the vitamin C, you can actually take less. You could take 500 milligrams of vitamin C with the bioflavonoids, and would equal about 1,000, because here's the reason. The bioflavonoids help with absorption, so it's not consumed so quickly when it's doing its work. So that's why you take less if there's bioflavonoids mixed with the vitamin C.
I love it.
Now, we also all know right now, it's like stress and weight gain go hand in hand. And the fact that many of us, you know, we can get outside maybe for an hour at a time. We call it yard time, my husband and I. Yeah. But, you know, what can we be doing during this time to help, you know, make sure that it just feels like it's a losing battle. Right? Yeah. It's hard not to be stressed right now. Yeah. So it's like, okay, we can take our probiotics, we can take our vitamin C. What else? Is there any trick you have in your sleeve for weight gain?
For
avoiding that?
It's hard because what else are you going to do in the house except go to the refrigerator and go to the pantry? So it's very hard. Now, and one reason why we stress eat is that when you're in the sympathetic mode, you don't make serotonin. Okay. Mm. And carbohydrates increase serotonin. So that's why you find yourself eating potato chips. I ate some potato chips last night. We had a stressful day. And I'm like, why did I even buy these chips? Primarily because they were left in the store. One of the few things I could get to snack on. But I hardly ever eat chips. But chips, carbohydrates, they make you feel good. They're comfort foods. Mm-hmm. What do you need now? You need comfort. So, people are baking cookies and and doing all types of things because they want comfort food.
Well, but thank you for giving us a medical reason to like say, hey, you get a little bit of a hall pass right now because this is going to stimulate serotonin. And literally, because I always said a cookie, it hugs you from the inside.
That's why they call it comfort foods. Yeah. So it increases serotonin. So when people are stress eating, that's what they're doing. They're trying to increase their serotonin levels. Because what's going on, you get epinephrine and norepinephrine, and it makes you like this. Serotonin, dopamine, and GABA, those are the ones that calm you down. So you can get GABA supplements. I don't know if you ever heard of L-theanine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. L-theanine is almost as effective as Xanax or Ativan. It turns alpha waves, which are very scattered. And the reason why you get anxious is because you're thinking about 15 things at the one time and you feel overwhelmed. So L-theanine turns beta waves, which are very scattered, into alpha waves. So it helps you to tone down on what you're thinking about and helps you to relax. So L-theanine is a natural supplement you can take. There's something called phosphatidylserine. It's a long link, but that helps to lower cortisol levels. So those are supplements you can take. Getting lavender essential oil and letting it diffuse through the house. Eucalyptus has been shown in a vapor to be antiviral. So if you're stuck in the house, get eucalyptus because, eucalyptus is in Vicks vapor rub.
Yeah.
So eucalyptus is antiviral. It opens up sinuses. It does that. So those are some things you could do. So spray some lavender on your pillow or spray some lavender around the house. Take a lavender bath. That's always been a little Epsom salt and pour some lavender in there. And
I just bought Method Lavender soap today. Have known it was the only one. Yeah. Really enough, it was the only one that was left at Duane Reade.
Right. Suckers.
They should have known.
The calming properties of lavender, So those are some other, natural things that you can do to kind of de-stress yourself if you don't want cookies and potato chips.
But I thank you for giving us the pass right now to have some cookies and potato chips. We'll all make it through. All right. So we need to run to the store right now or get on our Amazon. Vitamin C, probiotics, prebiotics, L-theanine.
L-theanine.
How do you spell that?
L-theanine.
All right. And some lavender.
And some lavender.
And if you're on the East Side, and eucalyptus. And if you're on the Upper East Side, Duane Reade.
Yeah.
There's tons of that Method lavender soap right now.
So you're in New York. So is it, are you guys really like scared to death up there?
I feel like, again, the media, because I've got family all over the country, and I think that the media is making New York much scarier, much scarier. Right. I live in a very residential neighborhood. So you go out and while people are really social distancing and everybody I find is being very respectful of that, you still see people. So there is something for me comforting. My husband and I think that we both had a mild case of it. So I think that and have since recovered, except we still have no taste or smell. We lost our taste and smell about 2 weeks ago. I think that gives me a little bit of comfort of knowing that maybe we're not as high at risk. It is a scary time.
Still scary.
And they show pictures of Times Square being empty. I mean, that's just unreal.
Well, it is going to be, one thing that will be hard is that you do walk around and a lot of the restaurants are closed and a lot of the shops, and you know in your heart that they are never going to open again. So it's not an easy time, but you know, I think that together we're going to get through this. We thank our medical. We thank people like yourselves who are you know, on the front lines and helping people through this time. And thank you for your time, and we will get through this.
Yeah, we will.
If people want to know more about what you do, if they want to reach out, if they're in the Atlanta area and they want to come see you, how can they find you?
You can, my website is taylormedicalgroup.net, and you can email me at info@taylormedicalgroup.net. I get all those emails that come to my phone. So
nice.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that. And of course, if you guys at home have any questions you want us to pass along to Dr. Taylor, we're happy to do that. You can email us at hello@artbeautypodcast.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at Art Beauty Podcast.
And YouTube. Check us out there and watch the show. And as always, we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.